Actually, this is an introduction class, so Buddhism introduction class, and here we prepare introduction class for new students, but there are not many new students here, yeah? So, is it your first time to come to temple, or you come here for extra credit, or... Oh, I see. Yeah, it's good. Okay. Okay. So today here we are really not going to talk really kind of basic. Today we are going to talk Buddhism based on three categories. So we say three categories are base. And then, what do we say, path and result. Buddhism based on three categories. This is really important for us to know Buddhism is kind of base of Buddhism, you know. Buddhism based on three categories. If we really don't know Buddhism based on three categories, then... it's very difficult to familiar with practice kind of other religions like doing praying, or it's very difficult to your practice will be complete. So main point is like based on three categories means Buddhism, Buddha's old teachings, everything include in three categories. That means just like we say three categories, we say base and path and result. There's no any phenomena without include three categories. Do you think so? Can you find any phenomena without include three categories? Yeah, then we say first we say base, yeah? Base. We say there are different ways to explain base in Tantra and Sutra. But here we are talking about Sutra, yeah? Sutra, we say base are like Two Truth and Four Noble Truth. So Four Noble Truth and Two Truth are really, really kind of... Actually, Two Truth and Four Noble Truth are not really easy, you know? If you really want to know Four Noble Truth very directly, it's very difficult for us ordinary person know Four Noble Truth directly. Yeah? But Four Noble Truth is really related to in our life. Four Noble Truth about how we really come out from, how people suckle in samsara and how people come out from samsara. Yeah? If we say Four Noble Truth are usually like maybe I can say like we said Buddha first started to teach Four Noble Truths, yeah? Four Noble Truths. Why Buddha didn't start to teach kind of like Tantra, or didn't start to teach like about emptiness, yeah? His Four Noble Truths is really appropriate to the for the disciples or for the students. Also, Buddha know the Four Noble Truths about the how people suckle in samsara and how people come out from samsara, because that's his kind of, he teach Four Noble Truths by his experience. Yeah, like said, we say Buddha, he's really from rich family, yeah? Rich family. He's like kind of kingdom owner, yeah? So, like us, if we think, oh, people who are really rich, people who are kingdom owner, so if then they come out from kingdom, then we say, oh, this is kind of stupid. We don't say Buddha is not, we never say Buddha is stupid, yeah? But like us, people who really come out, who, what do you say, renounce, yeah, who left the kingdom, then we say stupid, yeah. Yeah, that's why Buddha want to see he renounced or he left from kingdom, because he knew that there is not real happiness, there is not real peaceful from the material things. His happiness is from our mind. That's why he renounced. He renounced yeah, kingdom, or he left behind the kingdom, and then he what is it? He do meditate 6 years, and then he start to teach Four Noble Truths by his experience. Yeah, so actually Four Noble Truths, I think everybody maybe this is a discussion group, so maybe we share maybe some Four Noble Truths, maybe like do like discuss, maybe what do you think, truth of suffering and truth of origin and truth of path and success. Usually Four Noble Truths we give like example, like kind of a doctor, yeah, truth of suffering is like pain, truth of origin is which one caused to pain, yeah, truth of cessation is like medicine, truth of path is like nurse or like daughter, yeah, like Four Noble Truths. So, but if I ask you, like, which one is the truth of suffering? What do you think? Truth of cessation, truth of origin? What are the truth of suffering? Actually, we have to really get idea why Buddha first started to teach this Four Noble Truths. As you get idea, yeah? So what are the truth of suffering? But like truth of suffering, we suffering of pain, suffering of change, purpose of suffering. This is clear, yeah? Usually what we say. But if you give some like kind of other example, truth of suffering, is your body truth of suffering or not? What do you think? Truth of suffering, yeah? Truth of suffering. Why this is truth? Truth of suffering. Why this is truth?
What we think, what we wrap on, and that will cause the...
Yeah, actually, truth of suffering is kind of reason, yeah? Truth of cause is like, origin, or it's like, truth of origin is like cause, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, truth of suffering is reason, yeah? Reason from what?
The reason from the pain that we will have, but any pain that come, it's not, for example, your question asking, is the body the truth of suffering? I think the body is not the true suffering, because any our body is built by material. This body is from my parent, but they don't feel the really sensation, and the really suffering is from a mental that we think and we wrap on the feeling.
Yeah, usually truth of suffering is. It's not only refers to the kind of feeling, you know. Truth of suffering is like result. Result from what? Actually, truth of suffering and truth of origin is really related to the twillings. It's twillings. We say twillings, yeah? Our body is truth of suffering, yeah? Body. Because truth of suffering, pervasives. With the pervasive suffering, yeah?
Yes.
There are three suffering, yeah? Suffering of pain, suffering of change, pervasive suffering, yeah? Suffering of pain, what? Like headache, or those, we have headache, we have stomach ache, those all kind of suffering or pain, yeah?
Yes.
Suffering of change. What are the suffering of change? It's like when we eat something, yeah? Like food. After, when you eat, you feel like comfortable. After you eat, then you feel like tired or maybe something in your stomach, like pain or like your suffering or change means you're feeling kind of like feeling comfortable, feeling or happiness transformed to the suffering. Like eating, when you're eating, yeah, you feel like enjoy. Like people who smoke, when they always smoke, yeah, during the smoke time, they feel like it's comfortable, relaxed. Reason of smoke, what? Curse yourself. It's become suffering. It's like,
people
make sick.
Yeah, yeah, result from the smoking.
Yeah,
it caused the body suffering.
Yeah, suffering of pain. Suffering of pervasive suffering. Now we say pervasive suffering is we refers to the our contaminated body. Yeah? Contaminated body. Do you think so? Our heart in a sutra say, does our heart have suffering or not?
No.
Yeah, this is we because we didn't get nirvana, yeah? Nirvana, two types of nirvana, yeah? Two types of nirvana. What are two types of nirvana? Kind of reminding of, yeah? What do you say? Remind, yeah? Not remind, what? There are two nirvana. It's kind of... two nirvana. What are two nirvana, Lord? Yeah, remaining and two nirvana, yeah. They kind of remaining and they without remaining. Yeah, without remaining and remaining. Remaining nirvana is which nirvana our heart have. Yeah, it means still our heart has contaminated body.
Yes.
Yeah, because which our heart become our heart in this life.
So.
But in this life, if like example, if I become our heart, yeah, in this life. If I become our heart in this life, my body is contaminated body because my body didn't change. It's still my body. Still, my body is continuity of my ordinary person's body. That's why, yeah. It doesn't mean our heart. It doesn't mean our heart has lots of suffering like us, but our heart doesn't have suffering like us, but it has pervasive suffering. Pervasive suffering means it has contaminated body. Contaminated body, yeah?
So basically, when you restore,
it didn't change his
body. Didn't change the body,
yeah,
but
yeah.
Only the mind. Our heart, they only
reached
to the mind state, but the body is still contaminated.
Yeah, the body is still contaminated, yeah. He didn't change his body. Because his body is one life's body.
So do their body still have feeling pain or no more pain?
Mm-hmm.
So if one reached the arhat
stage...
Yeah,
usually stage, they don't have like papa chidang gawa dang. No, you do it. It doesn't have like kind of sick, like pain like us. It doesn't have. Our heart doesn't have like sickness. They say like our heart or like... superior person, they don't have like kind of sickness like us. Yeah, they said, oh, they don't have sickness. They don't have suffering of sickness. They don't have suffering of aging. They don't have suffering of dying. Yeah, that's what we say, yeah? Usually in Tibetan say, Papa chitna gawa the night dung it's in a pong. Yeah. This is full noble to the. It's just like. Maybe we. Today we're not going to teach full noble to the. Yeah? So I just like introduce very basically. Four number two, yeah?
Rishi, I have a question.
Okay.
Can you just briefly explain the difference between a normal person, an arhat, and a Buddha? What's
okay,
the difference?
Okay, this is good, yeah. Usually, normal person, like we say, there's like three types of person, yeah? We say ordinary person, and then we say superior person, and then we say, but arhat includes superior person, yeah? Superior person, and then we say Buddha, yeah? Like ordinary person like us, yeah? Actually, superior, different between superior person and ordinary person make different between a person who really doesn't understand the selflessness of person directly. That we call ordinary person. Person who understand or realize the selflessness of person directly, that we call like superior person, yeah? Then we say arhat. Usually like kind of state. First like ordinary person. Ordinary person like we are ordinary person, yeah? Ordinary person then slowly renounce, and then get in path. Path of accumulation, path of perversion. When path of sin, then become superior person. Superior person means person who realize the selflessness of person directly. Yeah? Then, why we say person who realize the selflessness of person is directly, why we call them superior? Why? Superior than ordinary, yeah? Superior than ordinary person, yeah? Superior than ordinary person, what? Why they become superior person when they realize the selflessness of the person directly? Why?
Because they gain the wisdom that liberates them from suffering?
Yeah, this is kind of because they gain the kind of wisdom like which wisdom understand the selflessness of person, yeah? When your wisdom understand the selflessness of person directly, that kind of wisdom can antidote to the self-grasping. Self-grasping cannot control them, cannot dominate them. Because like us, self-grasping dominate us. Self-grasping, pride, jealous dominate us. When you become superior, they cannot dominate. Even we say superior person never accumulate kind of contaminated karma. They don't have. Because why they don't accumulate contaminated karma? Why they don't accumulate bad karma? Why? Today we literally think, need to think. Today we need to.
They accumulate already a lot of wisdom, you know, special insight wisdom. Realizing the nature of things.
Yeah, we go teaching, go like this. Yeah. We just like always back, yeah? We literally think, okay, why? Today we just do discuss. You just think and share your idea, you know, how. Just really think. Try to go a little bit think back. We're going to do meditate, you know? Mm-hmm. This one, little bit, why? A superior person not accumulate bad karma. Why?
All the time when they practice, you know, every moment practice.
It's just like talking, you know, practice. No, you go. Why? Every moment practice for what?
Well, to be aware about the mind.
But we always practice, but we still accumulate lots of karma.
Because
karma,
we are not paying attention too much to the teacher.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
That's why we have to have the three wisdom.
Three wisdom.
Okay? Because even we know this presentation of tenet, and we don't live this kind of wisdom awareness. All this tenet only intellectual. That's why the wisdom awareness combined with the tenet.
Yeah.
Then you accumulate wisdom, special insight wisdom. Realizing emptiness.
You just think like this, because we accumulate bad karma, like bad karma, yeah? Yeah, Lord, we accumulate bad karma. Superior person, they don't accumulate bad karma.
Yeah, because they don't have
No. They don't accumulate karma because they rely the selflessness of person directly. They don't have cause of accumulate karma. What is the cause of accumulate karma? Which one caused to accumulate karma?
You know, ignorance, you know?
Yeah, ignorance, self-grasping. Yeah. Self-grasping caused to accumulate karma, yeah? But they have, superior person have self-grasping, they have. Innate self-grasping. Superior persons have, self-grasping until, until become a heart. Even you get in path of sin, self-grasping, yeah?
Yeah, but still
many level in the path of sin. Yeah, path of sin. Usually, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You got third bhumi, fourth bhumi, and the 13 bhumis.
Yeah, bhumi, yeah. But superior persons have self-grasping until accumulate merit, yeah? Become arhat. Become arhat. But they don't accumulate bad karma because accumulated karma is caused by self-grasping, yeah? Because controlled by self-grasping. Self-grasping cannot control superior person, cannot dominate superior person. Because we always accumulate bad karma, like action or thinking, yeah? A lot of bad karma because our old thinking, our old actions dominate by self-grasping.
That's why. Presentation of tenet, all these things we practice, Four Noble Truth and the Two Truth, they're all combined. So that's why the wisdom awareness, if we don't have wisdom awareness, presentation of tenet, only intellectual.
Okay. Now I have other question like idea. We accumulate bad karma, yeah? You clear, yeah? We accumulate bad karma. And superior person don't accumulate bad karma. Why? Root cause of karma. Root cause of karma. Root cause of karma cannot control them. Root cause of karma control us. Like self-grasping, yeah? Control us. That's why we accumulate. Now here I like question, like, okay, first noble truth. First two noble truth, yeah? Truth of suffering, truth of origin, yeah? It's related to the 12 links. How? How related to 12 links? 12 links really come from the truth of origin, okay? Truth of origin and truth of suffering. It's nothing kind of different subject. It's really, what we say, take out from the four noble truth. 12 links. So how? In 12 links, like, there are result, cease result, and cease cause, yeah? Yeah, now can you, how? Relate to the truth of suffering, the truth of origin. Truth of suffering and truth of origin, yeah?
Rinpoche, just really quick, can you just explain what the truth of suffering and truth of origin is?
Yeah, truth of suffering is like, we say like, truth of suffering, yeah? They have definition, we don't have to say like definition. Like truth of suffering is kind of real suffering, which suffering come from the ignorances.
Would you say the truth of origin is?
Truth of origin is like kind of cause, yeah? But like if we sick, yeah, our sick, yeah, sick is like pain. When we pain is really like truth of suffering. Then cause of pain, yeah, we something eat wrong food or something. This is cause, like. Then what is cause of truth of suffering? That we call truth of origin, yeah. Truth of origin is really refers to the ignorances. And karma. Ignorances and karma. Truth of origin. They have the truth of origin has two, like karma and ignorances. Yeah, because Because our suffering comes from karma and ignorances, yeah? Because in two links, first ignorances, then second, karma, and then third, imprint, yeah? Which imprint put on the karma, yeah?
So you were saying self-grasping is the cause of our suffering?
Yeah, cause of suffering.
So that's, yeah. So the ignorance of how we truly exist is the cause of our suffering?
Yeah, cause of suffering, yeah.
And so when we base our actions on that ignorance, thinking that things truly exist, we create negative karma.
Yeah, that's true. Very good. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, because all like kind of negative thinking, like even like I talk with you something, yeah? You talk with me like when you talk face to face, but sometimes like thinking, you know, even our talking and even our action is really, it's like controlled by self-grasping, like something behind you is like kind of self. That's why we say, like ordinary person, like we are really defensive, yeah? Self-defensive, yeah? If you tell me something, Romaji, your teacher no good, you have something, like immediately I like upset. That means I have strong self-grasping. I care myself, self-cherishing, yeah? Yeah, myself cherish or myself grasp hurt myself. If I really don't have self-grasping, whatever you say, you cannot hurt me. Like if you say, you are a bad boy, you are not good, something, whatever you say, I can ignore. Why I cannot ignore? I have strong self-grasping. This self-grasping causes to suffering, make unhappy, yeah?
So Rinpoche, you're saying the 12 links. What are the 12 links? And you don't have to list all of them, but you know, just a brief summary. I don't remember what the 12 links.
12
are.
Links, yeah. It's good, yeah. It's mother, yeah. Yeah, 12 links, yeah. 12 links. Who gonna say? Maybe one person who know 12 links.
All 12 of them.
Yeah.
I know the first one is ignorance.
Yeah, okay, then. Yeah.
Then something about being born.
No, we
and then you die, yeah? Or something like that.
That's why I always like, you know, or push, you know, push students to learn like this, you know. This we are talking about samsara, you know. If we don't know like 12 links, if we don't know like Four Noble Truths, yeah. How do we know we suffer in samsara, you know? Yeah, if you know those are really clear, those kind of basic, we really have to learn very clearly and completely, yeah? If we don't know those everything, how we practice like tantra, those everything, like, it's just like, you know, it not really help us to change or, you know, we always down there. That's why.
So I don't remember all 12. But from my understanding is it begins with ignorance and then some sort of self-grasping occurs.
Yeah.
And then you grasp onto, yeah, you create karma through that self-grasping, which causes you to be reborn. And then you create more karma based on that ignorance and it just kind of cycles around. Is that?
Yeah, that's true, yeah. Yeah, third. Lord, come, everybody come. Today I want to push everybody. Yeah, no Google. Brain.
Okay, when you do meditate, you open Google. It's something about consciousness and craving. Yeah, we have a lot. And like birth and death. Like, yeah. And so like the cycle is keep going and going.
Yeah, just come, 12.
How many we have already?
12 links, come, 12 links.
Cheat a little.
Yeah, you reset two links. That's why sometimes I really like because I doesn't mean like what we say force you, yeah. I don't mean like force you because this is America, you know. You cannot force students. You don't. Sometimes just like I upset, you know. It's like I feel like mercy people. They go to far away to teaching those. This basic just put there and then go somewhere and they like retreat. What retreat do this? That's how I'm like kind of feel like, you know, if you think like only accumulate merit, if you think like accumulate merit, you think accumulate merit, yeah? If you think whatever we're doing, something accumulate merit, I'm not sure. Even I teach, you know, or whatever, you know, I didn't, is really accumulate merit or not? Because accumulate merit, we have to really have to have no seven limbs. Without seven limbs, you cannot accumulate merit. That's true. You read in Lamrim, you know, just like your car. Your car, if your car doesn't have one wheel, you lost one part. Yeah, how can you drive your car? Before accumulate merit, if you miss any of seven limbs, how will I accumulate merit? Everybody knows seven limbs, yeah? Seven limbs, yeah? Yeah, that's what we need, you know? Yeah, maybe two links. First, you say ignorance, yeah? Second, we say karma, yeah? Third, we say like karma. Usually say self-grasping, like ignorance. Those self-grasping, how do we say, induce us to do action, show action. Yeah, like self-grasping. By self-grasping, we have like kind of different actions, like bad actions. Those all action are karma. Karma is really kind of action from the self-grasping, from the ignorances. That's action you put seeds, imprint on your mind. Like animal, yeah? When animal walk on the muddy, they put imprint, yeah? On the mud, like our action put imprint within our mind. When this action ripen, then it's called result of karma. When this imprint ripen, then result of action will come out like kind of suffering. Yeah, usually first is self-grasping, then second is karma. Third is imprint. Then there are six causes. Then Jeba Siba, Guba Lemba, Chiba Siba. Jeba Siba is it's like kind of attached, yeah? Yeah, then Guba Lemba is like kind of grasping. Then third, tenth we call like Jeba Siba, Guba Lemba, Chiba Siba, exist. These six are cause, yeah? Then result, yeah? Jiba mizu. Mizu means like, is like form and name. Form and name, yeah? Mizu. Yeah. Jiba mizu tende. Ngaba, tsoi tende. It's like, mizu tende. Tsoi tende. Chichi. Tsoi tende is like kind of, independent of, like feeling. Sixth is constituent, yeah? Independent of constituent. Five is like is feeling, yeah? Yeah. Then six is like senses. Then seven is a constituent of independent. Yeah. This is like kind of start from people after we rebirth, yeah? Get in samsara, how we start to aging. Then 11 and 12. 11 is birth. 12 is aging. Aging and death. Yeah, that's what we say. Since we birth, since we birth, then we start to age. Yeah, usually 11 and 4 come together. 11 and 4. 11. Yeah, these 12 links is related to the truth of suffering and truth of origin. Yeah, from then to the path and to the cessation. To the path we say like nurse, yeah. To the cessation is like medicine. Which one avoid the ignorances? Which one avoid the cause of ignorances that we call to the cessation? Yeah, full noble truth is like this brief. Okay, then we say base like true truth, yeah? True truth. True truth, we already talk one class, yeah? True truth. True truth, what are... Okay, here I have like one question. What are the true truth? Conventional truth and ultimate truth, yeah? No, I have a question, okay? Now you think. Conventional truth, ultimate truth. What does truth mean? Reality mean what? Conventional truth, ultimate truth, yeah? What does truth mean? Okay, like conventional truth, yeah? What does conventional mean? It refers to what? What kind of conceptual, then what kind of? Conventional truth, you... Yeah, conventional is one part of mind, yeah? Truth means exists, yeah? Exists to the mind, yeah? Then what does conventional truth? Conventional truth means? Only conventional truth
is something that we all agree on something. That is,
yeah, what you give
like common sense, truth. Like everybody agree on something.
Maybe you like, maybe this table is conventional truth, yeah? Now, how? How conventional truth? It means this table is easiest to the conventional mind, yeah? Now you give how this table easiest to the conventional mind. How?
Because we all have the concept on mind that what is the table.
Mm-hmm.
And we agree on this and this reality.
Yeah.
We agree that this is a reality, but it's just conventional. Yeah. If we think deep, that table doesn't even exist.
Yeah, doesn't, yeah. Because conventional truth means like refers to the like conceptual mind and like this table, we say, oh, this table is a conventional truth because we think this table is exists there according to we think or according to we, what we say, we perceive, yeah? That's why now here we talk about conventional truth is refers to our mind, la? Our mind, yeah? Like, when I see, or how to say, when I think about you something, yeah? Maybe I think about Marvin, something like, oh, like he's kind of thinking something, too bad things towards me, like something, yeah? It's true or not true? It's not true, yeah? Maybe he think, maybe not think. We cannot say it's not true. That's why you're, it's like, your mind, what do you say, agitated by kind of negative thinking. That means our mind is always agitated with something, yeah? Agitated with kind of ignorances. That's why when our mind sees something, it's not real, it is there according to whatever our mind see. Yeah? That's why I say, oh, this guy is a very good guy, this is bad, blah, 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 like this, yeah? We say, oh, people who I like, I say good guy. People who I don't like, I say no good guy, yeah? We cannot say this is a good guy, this is no good. We cannot judge, you know? Maybe like Quark, I say he's good guy. Maybe he's good guy for me, no good guy for you. Just like this, yeah? Say, oh, this is very, very nice table. But I say, maybe this is maybe nice for me, but not nice for you. That's why this is not absolutely nice. Yeah? conventional truth. Then ultimate truth means which mind, something like emptiness exists there according to the superior person's mind perceive. Do you think like ultimate truth is really refers to the like kind of emptiness, kind of phenomena, that object of meditative equipoise, like path of sin, path of meditation, yeah? Path of sin and path of meditation, emptiness is object of path of sin and path of meditation, yeah? Path of sin and path of meditation. Because path of meditation, path of sin, that's what we call meditative equipoise. Path of sin, path of meditation, those all are meditative equipoise. Meditative equipoise means they only focus only one object, like emptiness, manifest. Those kind of meditative equipoise and meditate path of sin, path of meditation are we call meditative equipoise. Meditative equipoise only perceive directly emptiness or selflessness of a person. Yeah? Perceive manifestly selflessness of a person and selflessness of phenomena. Selflessness of phenomena which refers to the emptiness, yeah? Before I mention that, because what is advantage of learning two truth? What is disadvantage of not learning two truth? This we before we talk, yeah? What is disadvantage of not learning two truth? We learn two truth for what?
To see how things really are.
Yeah, we see
and
reality,
not
no reality.
Yeah. That we think.
No reality. If you really don't see reality, then we always suffer in samsara. That's all we have to really learn. Which one is reality, which one is not reality. Because we don't have knowledge. We always suffer in samsara because we have lack of knowledge to distinguish between reality and unreality. That's why we have lots of kind of suffering, because lack of knowledge to distinguish between reality and unreality. That's why we have too much suffering. Yeah? Unhappiness. Yeah, that's why we learn two truth, yeah? It's the advantage of learning two truth. Advantage of learning two truth, yeah? Then it's like kind of base, yeah? You have some idea about two truth? Whatever you think, you share, just come out here. Sure, whatever you think.
Why me? I think that the two truths are because the Buddha first teaching, when he taught the Four Noble Truths, he taught that suffering exists and things are like in the conventional truth that we see.
Yeah.
But in the second teaching, he said, this is not what I mean. It's not established by themselves. We have to look deeper on this. And then that's the base of the two truths.
Yeah. You're not allowed to share something. Today we share, yeah. Yeah, you share something about tutu. School teach tutu, yeah? In the university? Yeah.
Can I ask Rinpoche, what's the real meaning for the happiness? Is that come from your body field,
or your mind feel, or it's just a rational thinking when you have the knowledge?
Yeah, usually
you go that result.
Yeah, this is a really good question, because actually we say like in happiness is real. Happiness is, we always say like not from the external things. Yeah, happiness is really come from your mind, within your mind. If your mind is happy, then you are happy. Yeah, then we really couldn't find method to have happiness within our mind. Yeah, what method? That's why we say training mind. When we train mind, like, or if you like, okay, reduce your jealous, reduce your anger, reduce your pride. As much as you reduce, you have happiness. As much as you reduce your kind of ignorances, you will have happiness. If you will not reduce kind of ignorances within our mind, we're never going to have happiness. This is really sure, clear, yeah? That's why we say Buddha come out from the, he renounced, he left behind his, what we say, his like kingdom. Yeah? We never cannot left, yeah? Even like the kind of small house. Can you left behind your small house and go some isolated place? That means is happiness is not come from the external things. Happiness is really come from within your mind. That is really clear, you know. It's like we think like back, like when we were young, small, when we were poor. Yeah? It's like we have lots of experience in Tibet. Very, very poor. They don't have car, they don't have bicycle during my age, you know. They don't have electricity, nothing. They don't have anything. All people very happy, like, yeah. Now people have a lots of material things. Then people start to compete, and more external things come up. Our desire go with, come out with together, external things. And then we no happiness. Then we don't have satisfied. We need more. Then we become busy to do something. Get more. Unsatisfied, you know. We're never going to have happiness like this. Yeah, since we reduce our kind of ignorance within our mind, then we're going to really have happiness. Yeah. That was say religion means training mind. Definition of religion, yeah? Definition of religion. Religion means training mind. Yeah, religion doesn't mean go to temple, do prostration. It doesn't mean religion. It we call part of religion is ritual. Yeah. That is a good question, yeah. I have one idea. What is meaningful life? What is meaningful life?
Well, it's a very good question. What's the really meaningful life?
What do you think? Yeah, we share each other's idea. Yeah. Because here in my school, in my school, yeah, here I taking the philosophy class. Yeah, there's a meaningful life. You have enough material things, then they say you have meaningful life. Yeah. What do you think meaningful life?
Okay, to be honest with you, in the past several years, I have a friend. We have the same thinking about what's the really meaning of the life, and sometimes we have get confused and conflict.
Yeah,
because it's pretty hard to convince people to believe to follow the Dharma to be their future. You know, most people are anxious to get what they need, because the physical life is in front of you. You cannot walk away from them, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But the in my age, you know, I wouldn't think too much to spend the time in the making more money or others. I'm more concerned how to improve my quality of the life. Okay, that's how I feel.
How do you improve quality of your life?
Well, I was thinking the simplicity. You know, make your simple life. You know, once you have a simple life, your mind is getting calmed down and not thinking too much more than you can manage.
Yeah, you know? That's good. Yeah. Yeah, that's good. Yeah,
and also that the reason for me to come here, because I have two thinking. I think most of the people here are the same like me. I was trying to thinking to make more happiness of my life when I leave this world, before I leave this world. And the other is, that's maybe too far than us people. I was thinking how I can manage my future life in my next generation. Okay.
Yeah,
that's how I want to control my karma.
So, that's true, yeah.
Yeah. But most people will not think that way. You know, they are more short-sighted to get what they need. You know?
Most people, they think like meaningful life means like something you have really something enough material things.
Yeah.
You have really enough material things, like kind of fancy house, or then you're going to have meaningful life. That and we say in Buddhism, it doesn't mean meaningful life. Doesn't mean meaningful life. You have enough material things.
Right.
Meaningful life means when you have really kind of happiness within your mind, permanent happiness, permanent peaceful mind. It means meaningful life.
So
it's holiness here. Yeah. Meaningful life. Yeah.
So I was thinking to get more knowledge about how to manage yourself.
Yeah, that's why if you really want to think about manage yourself. I always say like this, okay? It's really, really focused within your mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. How to take out your... try to find method how you should be peaceful.
Right.
How you should be calmed down. That's the method we have to find. That's all... Those all problems within our mind.
Right.
We like always... Oh, we want happiness, but we always cause problems. People are looking for happiness, but they are doing opposite. How we get happiness? Yeah? Happiness is really find within your mind, and cause of obstacle of happiness is within your mind. That's you have to find method how to take out this. You have always to focus on your mind. Even you do meditate on your mind, like your action. You know what kind of action you show, you know, yeah? What kind of thinking you have, you know, yeah? This you have to analyze and do meditate. This is real meditate. That's what, before you sleep, when you wake up early in the morning, before you sleep, before you go bed, yeah? You just think, what kind of positive things I did, what kind of negative things I did today? Check your mind. If you really kind of did negative things, like use harsh speech, maybe fight with people, like you have lots of kind of unhappy day. This kind of all unhappy day, like kind of stress, yeah? Unhappy day. Where does it come from, this kind of unhappy day? You try to find cause of unhappy and then all. Then when you find a kind of this cause, oh, I really don't want to make commitment. Oh, tomorrow I really don't want to do this. If you like kind of unhappiness from your family, maybe argue or with something, yeah?
Right.
Oh, I argue with him today. His argue is really not good. We hurt each other. Why you hurt each other? Just like try to find a method how we control our mind, ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Try to method to calm down your mind. That's why before you sleep, you think. Morning you wake up, make commitment. Today I don't want to do any negative things. I really want to do positive things. That's why we say, even we in Buddhism, like kind of basic, yeah? They say, okay, we have to confess
Mm-hmm.
Confused. We're talking about morality, okay? Here we, okay, next, we are talking about morality.
Mm-hmm.
In Buddhism, talking about morality, yeah? Morality is a kind of higher training of morality. Higher training of morality, yeah? Higher training of morality. That's what we really need. Our Buddhism, like, higher training of morality, but we think we are really doing good. We practice a lot. We think, yeah? But, you know, sure, because we already got lots of, I think so most of all of you got initiation, yeah? Initiation. Everybody got initiation, yeah? Yeah? Everybody got initiation. Everybody got Bodhisattva vow, yeah? You know how to protect Bodhisattva vow? What is commitment of Bodhisattva vow? What is commitment of Bodhisattva vow? How many misdeeds? Bodhisattva vow. If you like get initiation, what is the commitment of initiation? People think, oh, this is my homework. Okay, long sadhana, yamantaka long sadhana. The commitment is just like for reciting something. No. Commitment is for protect your vow. What is the tantra vow? No idea. No, what is the tantra vow? Yeah? Tantra vow, yeah? How many misdeeds of tantra? They are kind of like satung, yeah? Root misdeeds. How many root misdeeds in tantra? How many cross misdeeds of tantra, yeah? If you, I'm a monk, yeah? I have to protect my monk's vow, yeah? If I don't know monk's vow, how can I protect my monk's vow? I have to know all monk's vow, yeah? All monks vow, I have to know. Then I can protect. Then if I really make some mistake from my monk's vow, I have to confess. Just like this, in Tantra or Bodhisattva, we everybody have kind of this vow. If you don't protect, if you something make mistake, it will increase and cause you to get in under the, what do you say? Hell, that's how we call this. It's very dangerous for us, okay? I really don't make you like kind of scared. I really want to make sure, you know? We don't know and then go initiate everything easily and don't protect vow. That's really dangerous. Very, very dangerous. Very, very dangerous. We going there easier if you have money, spend money, go there, sit down, then go back home, finish. But we don't know vow, what commitment of vow. If you broke part of vow, then you have to make confess. If you don't make confess, this broken vow, misdeed of broken vow, increase. Then finally, it's very difficult to confess. Yeah, we did a lots of. That's like in Buddhism, like, okay, here, based on path, yeah? Actually, Buddhism is really, really based on, like, we have to protect 10 virtues vow. 10 non-virtues vow or 10 virtues vow? How to say? 10 non-virtues vow, yeah? We have to really protect 10 non-virtuous vow. Protecting vow of 10 non-virtuous is the basic. First 10 non-virtuous vow, then is like monk's vow, then like bodhisattva vow, then like tantra vow. If you don't protect your 10 non-virtuous vow, it's very difficult to protect other vows. Ten non-virtuous vow is the like kind of basic or fundamental of Buddhism vow.
Excuse me. Is this all has to depend on the level of your meditation, or is the level that you go to the Dharma?
Yeah, usually they say, is there no kind of level of meditation? There's no. Even I just like talk two truth, four noble truth. You can do meditation on two truth, four noble truth. You can do meditation on your mind. Meditation means focus on something. Level of meditation, first you have to learn how to do meditate, yeah? Is there different things kind of level of meditation? No. Even you do meditate on this cup. Meditation means focus on something and try to be familiar with something. That means meditation, yeah? Yeah. What are the ten virtues? Okay, you recite.
That's all right. Like no idle chatting, from speech, like no lie, all that, like the four speech.
Then?
And three from the mind, like no negative thinking, all that, and I know it's 10 total, so.
This is part of seven limbs, yeah? When you do any puja before, we have to go seven limbs. Do you any confess something? Broke vow or something? Confess, yeah? Ten virtues are lu. Three, action of body. Then, four actions of speech. Three actions of mental, yeah? What are the three actions of body?
No killing.
No killing, yeah. No stealing.
Then, no sexual misconduct.
Yeah, these three, yeah? Yeah? This we didn't do, yeah? Yeah, you don't have to confess. Then, what are the mental?
No, you mean speech?
Yeah.
Speech or mental?
Yes, mental.
No ill will.
What? No illness.
Ill will, meaning like anger or thinking,
yeah,
to harm somebody.
What do you say? Deceive. Deceive speech, yeah? Divisive speech.
So you said speech or mind?
Oh, no, yeah, mind, yeah. Yeah. No sin, loda, yeah. No sin is covetousness. No sin is what? What are the three for the mind?
Anger.
No ill will, then?
No wrong anger? View.
Wrong view, yeah. Three, yeah. Covetousness. Then what are the four? Speech. Action of speech. Divisive speech. Flatter, yeah. Yeah, this, yeah.
OK, 请问一下，十善业跟十功德是同样的吗？
I think they are the same, yeah, 10 kinds of virtues, yeah. Hello, Jim.
Can I have another question?
Yeah.
I may be not pronounced right. Okay. I found two words that really get confused. One is we call samsara.
Samsara, yeah.
Yeah. Or samasa.
Lunghui.
Or the other way. Samasa.
Lungui, samsara.
Samsara.
Yeah.
Do we have a word called samasa?
Samatha.
Yeah.
Samatha, you say meditation, yeah, part of. Come okay. Abadi.
It's a meditation.
Yeah, come abadi. Come abadi.
Sam.
Yeah, okay. come abadi.
And what's the difference of samatha and vipassana?
Vipassana. It's a special insight. It's like kind of rizzo, yeah? Here, yeah, I can talk here. What is, do we have time?
Do they have something in common?
12, yeah? Or 20 minutes, yeah? Here we're talking about now we, Buddhism based on three categories, yeah? Based on base, and then, yeah? Based on path means Buddhism is based on three training. Three training is first, actually three higher training. Higher training means training of morality, training of concentration, training of wisdom, yeah? We say Buddhism have higher training. Why we say higher training? But three training, those kind of three trainings, non-Buddhism, they have kind of three training. They have kind of morality, but all Buddhism say higher. Our training is higher than this because our training, kind of three training, will be the benefit for us to get out from samsara and benefit for us to attain enlightenment. Yeah, but like other kind of religion, like kind of training, like is no benefit to attain enlightenment. It's cost to some people, like create suffering other people. Like it's non-Buddhism, like kind of Muslim. They when they do like kind of practice of morality, they killing or something. A lot of kind of this thing they do. Yeah. In Buddhism, first we say okay, three training. Yeah. Three training. First training is higher training of morality, higher training of concentration, higher training of the wisdom. Those all three training are the, those three trainings are the state of three baskets. Three baskets means three Buddha's teaching. Because there are many Buddha's teachings. All Buddha's teachings are antidote to the ignorances. All Buddha teaching are method to take out ignorances. Yeah? Then Buddha's teaching, all Buddha's teaching are include 12. Include 12. Then these 12 include 3. Include, yeah? Consist, oh, what is it? Include, yeah? Include, yeah? All Buddha's teaching include in 3. What are the three? Three baskets, yeah? Yeah, what are the three baskets of Buddha teaching? Dui dhyana, dodhi dhyana, ngubi dhyana, yeah? Basket of Vinayana, basket of Sutra, basket of Dui dhyana, is ngubi dhyana is like wisdom teaching, wisdom, like Abhidhamma or something. You think, yeah, three baskets, yeah? Yeah, that's why Buddha's all teaching include three baskets. And three baskets are the, like, first, dui, first basket, like, basket of Vinayana, which one emphasize on morality, emphasize on the vow. Like we have say like 10 non-virtuous vow, monk's vow, it's like bodhisattva vow, yeah? It's like kind of this, emphasize on morality. Then sutra teaching, like basket of sutra teaching, emphasize on the concentration, like stable mind. Meditation, stable mind, yeah? concentrative mind. Concentrative mind, like we're talking about, like you just mentioned, like this samatha, yeah? Samatha and shamatha. Samatha, meditation. Then we say this focus on the meditation, like samatha. Samatha is like, is part of concentrative mind. Concentrative mind is come abiding. They have like kind of nine stage, yeah? Nine stage, like how you keep your mind inside, how you focus your mind on object, like kind of, they are kind of nine levels, nine stage. When you get stage in come abiding, if you really get generate come abiding within your mind, then you will have sign of the what do you say is happiness or comfortable of your body and mind. Then after come abiding, they have even like Buddhism, like they have like after come abiding, then you get special insight. Come abiding because our wisdom of understanding emptiness is come through the come abiding. First you think, yeah, then you get wisdom of understanding the emptiness, yeah, special insight. First come abiding, then special insight. Special insight means rich wisdom understanding the emptiness. Then come abiding, then you go like there are kind of eight realms, yeah? First concentration, second concentration, third concentration, fourth concentration, then you get formless, infinity, like this, yeah? It's like confused, yeah? If you really like come abiding, like concentrative mind, like kind of first concentrative mind, like according to the attain enlightenment, yeah? Concentrative mind. When you improve your concentrative mind, result of concentrative mind, you will get special insight, shamatha. Then shamatha and samatha, yeah? Vipassana. Union, understand emptiness. This union improve, increase, and get in path of sin. Start to antidote to the self-grasping. Then go meditative equipoise, then attain enlightenment. This is kind of stage. Yeah, this we call like a higher training of concentrative. Then we say wisdom, yeah? Yeah, wisdom is like kind of method that understand the things and clear your ignorances is wisdom. Yeah? This is wisdom, Abhidhamma, yeah? Abhidhamma emphasize on wisdom. Yeah? Sutra emphasize on the concentrative mind. Yeah, concentrative mind, yeah. Here actually in really for us really, really important us to have like kind of morality. That is really for us our religion practitioner, you know, is kind of morality is means like kind of really focus on our action. This is what I think. That's what I surprise, you know. Sometimes I surprise. What I surprise? Some people, I'm Buddhism practitioner. I become Buddhism practitioner long, long time ago. Their action is kind of, their action make people scared. What kind of those Buddhism people action? What they learn? What are they learning? What are they going to temple to do what? You know? This is most important focus, our action. First focus here, yeah? We always focus something else there. Focus here, you know? How did I show action? I talk, how talk I with the people? How really I nice with the people? First, we really become example for the people. We have to become like example of person, nice person. If you action like kind of nervous, like scaring, like you see, talk like very, what do you say? Talk like kind of very harsh speech. A main point we really focus in Buddhism, in religion. Focus, main point of religion is the view of the no harm, yeah? No harm. That means we never hurt. We cannot harm people. By talking, by action. If you harm people, by action, by talking, harm people. What practice is Buddhism? Practice what? You always harm people. Harm people means you don't have to hit. You don't have to fight. Don't harm people by your three actions. That is, we have to focus. That is one part of morality. Part of vow. Yeah? Yeah.
我有一个问题，就用中文解释一下，请翻译一下。我们希望了解佛法，能够证悟空性。这个证悟空性不光只是一个知识层面的认知，我个人相信它可能跟我们的三学三会有关系，就戒定慧跟这个禅师修。所以我个人想请仁波切能够帮我们解释一下。 证悟空性是不是在最后的这个累积知识跟修行方面的一个成果，而不只是光是知识层面的一个认知？因为我了解尊贵的达赖喇嘛十六世，他曾经说过，佛法的东西不能局限于知识的问题，因为它必须在你的行为上显现。所以我想真的了解一下证悟空性的这个最终的结果，是出落于在你的 禅修跟你的戒定慧三学还是三学三会的累积，它是一种 combination 还是一种独立的？
And practicing the three wisdoms and is it a solely intellectual practice, or it's a practice with a combination of intellectual studies and personal experience and practice? That is to say, His Holiness Dalai Lama once said that by attaining the wisdom, it's not just purely study the wisdom or studying the intellectual teachings. It's about attaining the wisdom by direct perceptions. So is it so for us to attaining the wisdom in order to attain enlightenment eventually, is it solely a intellectual study, or it's a practice combination with study and personal experience perception?
What do you mean intellectual study? What do you mean?
Just studied by analyzing.
Yeah, this is what he's saying. Yeah, he's always say like, it's really study with like intellectually, with really, with have to like, not like study within like blind faith. Yeah, His Holiness always like, even now I just mentioned that Tibetan, they like old people, they start to read, they start to like do debate class, they have like his according to His Holiness recommendation, you know. Because that's what His Holiness said. We are the 21st century. You have to be very smart. Why our practice become Buddhism? I have one like story here. Maybe last week, a couple of Chinese came to see me. Okay. They told me, we want to follow your teaching and we want to follow you. We want to become Buddhism. We got refuge vow already. Okay? Then I told them, this world is no good. I don't like this. We follow you. Really, I wanted to, because tell face to face, you know. You don't have to follow me. You have to check me, okay? But she said, I want to become Buddhism and I want to do meditate, okay? Then I told her, if you want to learn meditate, become before Buddhism, don't hurry up to become Buddhism. Don't hurry up to decide to become Buddhism. But you already take vow. Take vow, yeah? Buddhism was refuge vow. But then I give you three questions. First you make sure these three questions. Why are you become Buddhism? This is your question, one question. What is the advantage of becoming Buddhism? Yeah, purpose of become Buddhism. What is the purpose of become Buddhism? Yeah, advantage of learning Buddhism, Buddha's teaching. Yeah. Then what does Buddhism mean, religion mean? Yeah, this you have to research and then you come to learn. Yeah. Then I ask her, may I ask you a question? Yeah. Say, okay. Then I say, why you become Buddhism? He said, okay, many people told me like story, then this like kind of very interesting, they have do puja, lots of meditation, that's why I become Buddhism. It doesn't make sense, you know. Buddhism means, oh, they have really Buddhism teaching, they have really kind of method to come out from the suffering. That's why we become Buddhism, yeah? We become Buddhism, we really want to come out from suffering, yeah? Yeah, we really want to escape samsara. We really want to escape from the suffering. Buddhism has kind of method us to escape from suffering and escape from samsara. That's why we become Buddhism, yeah? Now we have to find escape from suffering. We practice on this, focus on this, escape from suffering, escape from problem, from the Buddhism, yeah? We have to find method and we try to escape this. If you don't try to escape from this, you do something else, you talk this, yeah? Your purpose of becoming Buddhism is try to escape from the suffering. But you practice something else. It doesn't work. Go like this. You didn't go your direction, go something else. Yeah, that's why, yeah. Yeah, it's, yeah. That's why, just like basic one thing, I always mention that, yeah. If you learn compassion, just make sure only compassion. One subject, whatever you learn, really make clear. And then you know how to use, you know. Even if you really don't do meditation, like, okay, if I caution, like, we always do guru puja, yeah? Deje ngale rani, always do guru puja, yeah? Now, if I ask you, like, kind of step of guru puja meditation, can you tell me? First step, second step, third step. Yeah? No. We recite Guru Puja, Dejengal, all this Guru Puja, yeah? No. Without recite, first step Guru Puja, second, third, fourth. Then we recite, oh, now we get this step. Now second this step. When you recite, then you know meaning. When you recite, know meaning, and then you can do meditate with recite, it will be really powerful, meaningful. Yeah. Yeah, this, yeah, because it's 21st century, we have to no blind faith. Oh, pass on that. Okay. Okay. Second class, what time are we going to start? Yeah, it's okay. It's 4 o'clock. Okay. Okay. Then we start second class. Yeah. Yeah, maybe next time, maybe we're going to teach kind of some basic, do like some meditation, some do. Position, something to do. Yeah. Introduction class today finish, yeah? No more, next. Yeah, it's okay, yeah. Yeah, December, yeah, next month, December, so. Yeah, India, yeah, so. Maybe we wait, yeah, next time, yeah. Yeah, next year, yeah.
Yeah, we have 4 o'clock.
No.
Introduction.
Oh, thank you very much.